With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. consumer prices rose slightly more than expected in September amid higher food costs, but the annual increase in inflation was the smallest in more than 3.5 years. TD Bank became the largest bank in the United States history to plead guilty to violating a federal law aimed at preventing money laundering and agreed to pay $3 billion in penalties. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said hundreds of thousands of U.S. jobs were at stake if Donald Trump won the presidential election and made good on his threat to repeal investments in electric vehicles. Fain, who has endorsed the Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, said removing the funds, about $500 million, would put at risk some 650 jobs in Lansing, Michigan, and have a greater impact across the country. Oil prices jumped about 4% on Thursday on a spike in U.S. fuel use before Hurricane Milton barreled across Florida. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.